Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
And I would like for us to welcome the Reverend Janice Krauss, our visiting priest this morning. I don't like the word supply priest, so I'm going to say visiting. And we're very happy to have her, and we thank her for bailing us out, shall we say. And any announcement we need this morning?
There's a sign-up sheet for the luncheon for the official will be with us. We still have a couple of spaces, opportunities that y'all would like to participate.
And there are empty slots on the flower tour.
Awesome.
Be nice if you feel so moved.
Please stand as you're able and join in singing hymn number 372.
Welcome to Epiphany. As Rufus said, I am Janice Krauss, and I'm delighted to be with you this morning. And whether you are in person or online, we're so glad that you are joining us. So let's continue with worship. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name. For you never fail to help and govern those whom you have sent. Upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of the word.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that did not call in my name. I held out my hands all day long to rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me. I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they offer incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, "Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it," so I will do for my servant's sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual psalm this morning is Psalm 22. Please respond by half verse. Be not afraid, be not far away, O Lord.
You are my strength, patience, and help me.
Save me from the sword.
My life from the power of the dog.
Save me from the lion's mouth.
My wretched body from the horns of wild bulls.
I will declare your name to my brethren.
In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
Praise the Lord, you that fear him.
Stand in awe of him, O the offspring of Israel. All we hear take on mind, give glory.
For he does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither does he hide his face from them.
But when they cry to him, he hears them.
My praise is of him in the great assembly.
I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied. And those who seek the Lord shall praise him.
May your heart live forever.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
And all families of the nations shall bow before him.
For kingship belongs to the Lord.
He rules over the nations.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, but he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine were feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Voice was heard, the sin tongues and war. hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. A young boy, maybe around Grady's age, had just earned his driver's license and asked his father about use of the car. His father said, I'll make a deal with you. You bring your grades up from a C to a B average. Clearly this isn't about you because I'm sure you're straight A's, right? Bring your grades up from a C to a B average, study your Bible a little bit, and cut your hair. And then we'll talk about a car. Well, the boy thought about that for a minute and thought it was an okay deal. He better accept it, and they agreed. And about 6 weeks later, the boy came back and again asked his father about using the car. And his dad said, son, I'm very proud of you. You have brought your grades up. You've been studying the Bible. But I'm really disappointed you haven't cut your hair. And the young man paused a moment and said, you know, Dad, I've been thinking about that. In the Bible that I've been studying, Samson had long hair. Moses had long hair. John the Baptizer had long hair. And there's even a strong argument to be made that Jesus had long hair. And his dad said, you're right, son. But should you also notice that everywhere they walked? Happy Father's Day. I thought I would start off with a dad joke. You know, why do fathers take extra pairs of socks when they go play golf? You know this one? In case they get a hole in one? But I thought the joke about asking Dad for use of the car fit in with the gospel a little bit better. Because today's gospel is a great reading for Father's Day. This is the day that we celebrate all of our fathers, those who have been fathers in our lives, whether biologically or not. The men to whom we run to with questions or ask advice, who are always there, who seemingly can fix anything, even a bicycle to a broken heart. It's no surprise that there is a famous TV show called Fathers Knows Best. And one of my favorite scenes in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is when George is a little boy in the drugstore and he's wondering what to do and he sees the sign that says, Ask Dad, he knows. Now as humans, we occasionally fail to meet the ultimate expectation of fatherhood. However, God does not. God is the ultimate of many descriptors and roles, including Father. And in this gospel, we learn more about our Heavenly Father through the lens of God incarnate, Jesus. Immediately prior to the story, Jesus had calmed the storm. And when the disciples saw this, they asked, who is this? That he even commands the winds and the waters, and they obey him. Yet in our story, despite the fact that the disciples don't know who Jesus is, the demons do. They shout, what have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? And plus the demons know that they have no power over Jesus as they continue talking with him, saying, I beg you, do not torment me. Here is a power greater than nature, greater than the legion of evil forces. Here is the ultimate power of heaven and on earth. And that power is God. There's nothing in the world that is more powerful than God. Absolutely nothing. Let's think about that for a minute. There may have been times in your life when you thought that your dad was all powerful. I remember when I was around 7 years old, I had a speech impediment. I could not pronounce my R's. So I had the shame of going to speech class, and plus there was a shame of being less than, being unworthy and broken. But it was my dad who gave me strength and courage and willpower to attend the class without shame, and who tried to help me enunciate my words as poorly as I still do that. times in our life when we need help, when we need to fight the demons that possess us. Maybe it's shame, maybe it's depression, greed, anxiety, unworthiness, addiction. The list is long. The demons that keep us awake at night, keep us from being the people that God wants us to be, the people we want to be, free and loving. At times like this, we have our Heavenly Father to whom we turn. God, who is more powerful than anything in the universe, Marvel Universe included. More than anything anybody can throw at us. There is not a single demon, let alone a legion of demons, that can withstand the presence, the command of Jesus, of God. Now this may be good news for you, but there is more. God wants to be there for you. God is there for you. Here is this poor, naked man, forced to live alone in the unclean world of tombs, forsaken by the world, shunned, no money, no home, no possessions, and possessed by demons instead. And yet, Jesus travels across the sea to heal him. This is the only story we have of Jesus visiting the Gentiles in Luke. And you hear in our reading that immediately after the healing, Jesus returns to Jewish territory. What compassion Jesus has to cross the sea for this one unclean man. For a variety of reasons, our fathers can't always be there for us. But rest assured, God can and is. Whether you have a demon or a legion of demons raging war within you, God has the power and the desire to heal you, so that you too can proclaim how much God has done for you. Or as your mission statement says, sharing Christ's love with our community and beyond. So this Father's Day, let us be thankful for all the fathers in our lives, including our Heavenly Father, whose will and power it is to heal the demons in your life. Amen.
Amen.
We believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let life perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially Jim, George, Carol, David, Joey, Jane, Patty, Ann, John, Sarah, Alan, Cherie, Marie, Jill, Karen, Stephen, Beth Ann, RG, Greg, Janet, Chris, Molly. Families in Buffalo, the Decatur family, Martha and family, people of the Ukraine, families in Uvalde, and the families of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Alabama. And for those in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Brian, Jared, Chris, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. We pray for all who are traveling this week, especially Brenda and Bill King, and Dina and Greg Geithner. We pray for all who have died, especially Pam Graham, a priest, Stephen Sudquist, and all who died in the Uvalde and St. Stephen's shootings. We give thanks for fathers. We give thanks for those fathers who have striven to balance the demands of work, marriage, and children with an honest awareness of both joy and sacrifice. We give thanks for those fathers who, lacking a good model for a father, have worked to become good fathers. We give thanks for those fathers who, by their own account, were not always there for their children, but who continue to suffer or to offer these children and have grown their love and support. We pray for those fathers who have been wounded by neglect and hostility of their children. We give thanks for those fathers who, despite divorce, have remained in their children's lives. We give thanks for those fathers who have adopted children and those in whose love and support have offered healing. We give thanks for those fathers who, as stepfathers, freely choose the obligation of fatherhood and have earned their stepchildren's love and respect. We give thanks for those fathers who have lost children to death and who, in spite of their grief, continue to hold those children in their hearts. We give thanks for those men who have no children but cherish the next generation as if they were their own. We give thanks for those men who have fathered us in their roles as mentors, and guides. We give thanks for those men who are about to become fathers. May they openly delight in their children. And we give thanks for those fathers who have died, but who live on in our memory and whose love continues to nurture us. We give thanks for fathers. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious and loving God, pour upon us wisdom, courage, and compassionate energy to witness to your love. Open our mouths to speak and our lives to act in ways that affirm, build up, and rejoice in every one of your children. Give us a voice to call for just laws, for an end to hatred and violence, for ready access to mental health services, and for dialogue continued with respect and careful listening. Let us never wash our hands of any life lost, and never cease to witness to your love until all are safe and living in peace. Strengthen us for the work of carrying your cross, and bless our efforts to convey your love and hope. In the name of your Son, who gave his life for us in unfathomable love, Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
The prayer for Juneteenth. Holy and gracious God, you created us in your image. Grant us grace to contend fearlessly against evil and to make no peace with oppression. Help us, like those of generations before us, resist the evil of slavery and human bondage in every form and any manner of oppression. Help us to use our freedoms to bring justice among people and nations everywhere. To the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray also in thanksgiving with Colette Boyd and Jim Dyke, who celebrate their birthdays this week.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our own sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor, saying together, Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Please stand as you are able. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
You may greet one another in peace. And Rufus already did a great job with the announcements. I will remind you that immediately following the service in the parish hall, we do have coffee hour, and then about 10 minutes after that starts, we will have the Bible study also in the parish hall. So I hope that you will join us.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Hallelujah! Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Hallelujah! The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Turning to our post-communion prayer, let us pray together. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior.
Amen.
The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in this world, in the name of the Holy Trinity.
Amen.